Well, okay, it's just time to get this thing on the road. So let's see how all this works out this morning. It is the news, according to me. Hey, it is Thoughtful Thursday, we're going to call it. I used to call it Thursday Thunder. I think it's going to be called Thoughtful Thursday now. So that's what we're going to go with. I want your thoughts. I'm going to combine everything, all the thoughts that are out there. See what ends up happening. It is Thursday, March 26th, I guess already. 9:43 a.m. already. I should have the show in the can by now. It's just the way things work out. It's always later than I expected. But here we are. It is Thursday. And I've got to head out fairly soon. I've got to get out of the house here. Well, I've got to be packing up around noon. I don't know what that was. Apparently I have some kind of notification coming through. I got some new equipment here that's supposed to make things better. That's supposed to make things a little faster. Let's see how this is all going to work out. I've got one more thing coming today. I keep thinking I see a cat down here walking around, but I don't see him now. I was carrying her around a little bit ago. I don't know what happened to her. I think I scared her to death. Anyway, there we go. The volume turned down. Holy, wow, that was way down there. I was right up on the microphone trying to talk to y'all. All y'all, and I couldn't get that to happen, so I don't know what happened. Anyway, if you're new to the show, yesterday's show was live. Didn't have any participators yesterday in the chat, I noticed. There were some people who popped in to take a look. It tells me how many people participated. But, you know, there's never any, it's kind of a random thing to pop on at a certain time live every day. If I was live every day, I'd probably have a lot of listeners. I'd have more regular listeners. I didn't have any yesterday. I didn't see any of the regulars in there. It's just random. It's just kind of here I am. It's almost all of a sudden you're live. You don't have any notification, no nothing happening there. So it's kind of a weird setup with that. I do have the, I think I have the AI system working this morning for what it's worth. It's not really all that helpful. However, with this new, got Google Chrome going. I got a newer version of Google Chrome here. And things should work a little faster. I should be able to get things, uploaded quicker with all the fiber going on. I got fiber, lots of fiber in your diet. Got fiber in our internet, all this kind of fiber stuff going on. Anyway, that's what's happening today. Today in my cup, I have creamy Big Train chai. Good stuff. And I also have in my backup cup, I have peach sweet tea. That's what that is. It's getting a little funky, I have to say. It's not quite as good as, I was going to put it in my thermos and take it with me, but I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I'm just going to get some Chick-fil-A sweet tea on the way to, well, yeah, I can do that. On the way to the airport, there's a Chick-fil-A on the way to the airport. I was thinking I was going to stop at, I'm not going out of Chicago this time to fly out. I'm going out of my local airport here because they have direct flights. They have a couple of direct flights a day to Dallas, Fort Worth. I got to get down there for that. So I got to be down there early in the morning. I want to think about it. Early in the morning. Got to start some training for a couple of days and then get back Sunday. So Monday, there should be a show. Tuesday morning, the show will probably be from Chicago, if I have one, if I'm able to do that. That's the plan, is to have a show probably from Chicago, maybe, unless I can get back early enough in the morning. Might be a show from the household here thing, this homestead. And then I think I've got, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I think I'd go back. There will be a show every day then after that. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday should be a show every day. Even Friday should be a show. And then Monday morning will be a little bit questionable because I have to work kind of an early shift on Monday morning, the following Monday. So I'm going way out there. Then on the 13th, by the way, Oh, there'll be shows galore for a while, for about 3 weeks, I think, unless I'm camping or doing something crazy. But it's I got some time off. And I'm going to take it. Well, I might step in occasionally for some overtime work. Yeah, it pays pretty well. Okay. Anyway, that's all I've got right now. But we'll get back to this, and we're going to have some callers in just a few minutes. Other than that, we'll see how all this goes. We'll come up with some topics. I have to come up with some thoughtful topics because it's Thoughtful Thursday right here on the news, according to me.
It's the news. It's the news. According to me, oh, it's the news. The news. According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news. It's the news.
It's the news, yeah.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news. According to me.
Yes, here we are. It's just kind of calm and kind of, I just kind of like that music. It's just kind of nice. Anyway, so we get into this. By the way, one of the things I've been working on in the background, one of my little side gigs, which I got. My new album is out now on iTunes. Don't buy it if you can. How many people hear to say that? If you want to hear it, I think it's like $8 or something for the album. There's like 9 songs on it. It's like, I think, or something like that. It's $8 or $9 or $8.99, whatever it is. The first song is kind of, it's called Gathered in His Name. It wasn't mixed very well. Maybe I'm being overly critical. There's a couple spots on a couple of the audio files that apparently had some glitches that I didn't catch. One of them has the wrong words in it. I sang this one at the end of this one line. It was wrong. And then I changed the lyrics and I put the right song out there and I got it all done. And then for some reason, I got a hold of that file, the wrong file. It was in my list of finals in my folder. And that's the one that got put in there. And I just, It's supposed to be everything that's built on pride will crumble at your gaze alone. And that's not what it is. It's everything that's built on pride will crumble at the sound alone. And that's not what I wanted. I just thought that was hokey. So I changed it to will crumble at your gaze alone. Well, somehow I got the wrong one in there. Anyway, it's not a huge deal. You'll get an idea of the music if you want to spend, if you want to, the CD. You might, if you really want the music, you want to get the CD because it's going to be better quality, but it's going to be, I'm also going to have some bonus songs on the CD. We've got some singles that are going to be released soon. I got a bunch of them actually, but probably can make another album. No, there's going to be singles. I have, but they're going to be on the CD and the CD is going to have all 9 of the originals plus the others. But the album is called Nothing Is Wasted, in parentheses, The Crushing. It's by me, and if you look for it, you can find it there. But if you don't buy it, that's fine. You can just listen to the samples if you want to just see kind of what it's like. But it's and I don't know if you're another country, obviously you're not going to get a CD. But if you know me, if you have access to my personal, you might want to wait for the CD because you're going to get one. I guarantee if you know, I'm going to be throwing it in your face. If I see you or if I can track you down, hunt you down, I will give you one because that's just the kind of narcissistic, self-aggrandizing person I am. I'm just going to make you listen to my music. I've got another side gig, however, that's where I started off in this whole thing. This is the news, according to me, it's the news about me right now, apparently. There's this new thing I'm building, which I think it's going to work, but of course, AI being the stupid that it is. It should be artificial, stupid, super stupid. I don't know. It's what it should be. I have had to go back and forth with this program. I don't know how many times. I finally got it kind of everything in the computer that needs to be there to make things, to make it code very quickly. I can download the Claude app onto my desktop now. So it works there instead of in the, having to go back and forth in the web, which just makes things a little faster. But I don't understand how stupid this thing can be. It is really stupid sometimes. I there's no other way to explain it. And I'll explain something to it, and then it does it, and then it about two lines later, it forgot everything I told it. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, yeah, that was... It'll actually tell me that it forgot about those things, that it set those things aside, or whatever. It's not doing anything. It doesn't have any memory whatsoever. Even though it can just look back on its... How long does it take to look back on the text that we just had? A microsecond, apparently, because this stuff travels so fast. Anyway... But it doesn't do that. It can't be bothered by, you know, the history of things that are going on there. Because what I have is I'm developing an app, and it's almost done. It's working, but there's some extras that I wanted to throw into it. In fact, it works the way it was originally designed, but there are two other features I wanted to add to this thing. And it's not supposed to really, according to the app builder there, the Claude thing that's helping me do all this, It was saying, oh, that's not a problem. It's not won't change any of the architecture so far. All we have to do is just add this. You know, this it's the output, the PDF output that it's gonna do. It's just it has to change the way it the options that it has for outputting the PDF. So if you're a musician, or if you know anybody that is, or if you want to be one, or if you've ever aspired to be one, or if you thought you were one, maybe if you think you're a musician, and maybe you write your own songs and you. Or you have maybe you just have a song that somebody gave you, and you'd like to find out what the chords are for that song. All you have to do is it doesn't have to be an MP3. It works faster if it's an MP3, because what it does is it converts it to MP3, and then it strips the vocal out, separates the vocal from the music. Then it produces a PDF chord sheet with the lyrics. As best it can read them. If you're mumbling through your lyrics, it's not going to be able to pick up the lyrics very well. It will put the lyrics down with the chords above the lyrics, or it will put it in Chord Pro. You have a choice. It would originally just going to do it so it worked in Chord Pro format, which you can throw that into OnSong or your planner or whatever you want to throw it into, and it would come out with the chord sheet. You could print chord sheets out into PDF. Not a really difficult thing to do, apparently, but it apparently is for Claude. I went through a couple different iterations. Now, every time I have to copy and paste code and put it in and take the old code out, put the new code in and make it work and try to have to put your API key. Every time it's the same thing. You got like five different steps, which is not a big deal, really, when you think about it, but it just gets annoying to have to do it 20 times. So I had this code that I put in there, and what it does is you take this little file and you could drop an MP3 file in there. And say it's an MP3 with your voice and your chords that you're playing on your guitar, and it will come back and it will interpret all that, and it'll give you a chord sheet, and it will either give it to you in you have two choices. It'll give it to you in Chord Pro format, or it will give it to you in a straight chord sheet with just the chords above wherever you're supposed to make those chord changes, and then you also have different intensities. So if it's a song that has a lot of chord changes in the chord progressions, you can make it more intense, so it'll copy those down. So if you're changing chords for every beat in the measure, it's going to give you every chord in that measure. Or it will give you, if you just want to make it simple, it'll just give you the chord for that measure, or for that beat, for that bar, I should say. And then you also have the ability to put it into it's PDF. You also have the ability to put it into a capo. So if song is written and sung, and it's the MP3 is in G, but you want to step it up to A, you can do that. It will tell you what capo to use to get it to A, and what it'll transpose the key for. It'll also transpose it for you if you want to just transpose it to G, or say you want to go from A to G, or you want to go from, you know, to you know, you want to play it in A capo 2, it'll it'll say capo 2 and it'll still keep it in G. So it's got one of those, you can transpose and do the capo thing all at the same time. Supposedly, that's what's going to end up happening here with this thing. And I think I've already got a website for it. It's going to end up going to worshipconnection.com worshipconnection.net. That's where it's going to end up. There's going to be a website there. But it goes, I think it's called Chord Scribe or something like that, or Chord, whatever it's called. I think it's called Chord Scribe. That's the name I came up with, I think. It's been a whirlwind. I'm coming up with three different apps. I'm working on three different apps. One is a study app for the business I'm in. And then the other one's the podcast caller here, this little guy here. Well, and speaking of which, this thing should actually work a little faster.
Good morning to you, my good man.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah, let's go with the thoughts on Thursday. Do tell what you think is actually happening with the Iranian deal-making.
Seems like a lot
of talk on both sides.
Yeah.
Wanted your take on it.
Okay, well, you're going to get it. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get my take on it. That's what you're going to get. I'm going to take my talk. Tick-tock. Anyway, he spoke so fast I didn't have time to get a drink there. So there's a lot of mumbling going on around this whole Iranian thing. Now, Marco Rubio is not the only guy doing some of the background stuff here. Trump came out and said he's talking to them. He's talking to the Iranians. And, of course, now the Iranians came back and said, some Iranians actually came back and said they're not talking to anybody. They're telling some reporters, "No, they're not reaching out to us at all. They're just dropping bombs on us, and they're trying to play the innocent ones." Now, there's some news that has come out. There's been some interviews with some leaders in the Arab world around the people who live around there, their neighbors. They are very interested in seeing Iran just they're imbalancing the area. They admitted it. They don't like what's going on around there. But there's all this back and forth. Now, I think that it's just the Iranians are trying to play the media. Trump is trying to play the media too. Don't get me wrong. But I think that there is a path forward right now for negotiations. I know they've given about a 5-day period to do some negotiating before we start taking out more things. And but the typical way that they operate over there is they call for a truce, call for a ceasefire, give them a ceasefire. That's just, time for them to reload and resupply. And they go back at it again. This has been going on for years in Gaza, by the way. Same thing. So that's what I'm hearing. Now, maybe you've heard something different. Maybe you'd like to respond to that. I thought I hit the button.
Well, technically speaking, the geopolitical maneuvering between the U.S. and Iran appears to be a complex dance of posturing and negotiation.
Well, yeah.
While both sides seem to be playing to the media, I believe... Yes. Well, oops. I have been following the developments quite closely, and I must say there are some nuances to consider. While the back-and-forth public messaging does seem a bit theatrical, I suspect both sides are positioning themselves for potential negotiations.
Yes. Yeah.
The Arab leaders' apparent discomfort with Iran's regional influence is an interesting dynamic that could play a role. Ultimately, I agree that a measured, diplomatic approach is prudent here. The risks of miscalculation or escalation are simply too high.
Yeah.
But I'm cautiously optimistic that if all parties engage in good faith, a diplomatic resolution may still be achievable within the limited time frame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see how it all unfolds in the coming days.
I agree. It's just, you pretty much just rehashed everything I said, so that's why I agree. That's because you just said everything I said, so that's kind of where that is. That was a long response. Wow. Unlike what I typically get from Skip. Skippy, he likes to call in. Call me.
Not sure what's up with my voice this morning. Seems like I've been having some trouble talking, but let's see how this pans out.
Right,
what about sport? I've noticed you never talk
take
about
a breath,
sports.
Skip.
What's up with that?
Well, good question. Why don't I talk about sports? A lot of people do. Rush Limbaugh was a big sports guy. Until he got booted out of the sports business. And he still talked about sports. He was a big ball fan, baseball especially, but he, talked about all kinds of ball, football, baseball, basketball, anything that was kind of the American pie kind of thing. I have no real interest in sports. I guess maybe because I was no good at playing them. My high school had a limited, we had basketball and football Those were the big things. We did have a tennis team, and we had a wrestling team. I was on the wrestling team. I was 92 pounds. I think I was in the 91-pound weight class. I actually had to lose weight in order to wrestle. Until my sophomore year, all of a sudden I was 110 pounds and I was trying to wrestle in the 105 pound range. I was trying to constantly lose weight, which is not good for, that's not nutritionally good for a young kid, by the way. The best thing you can do is eat like a pig and work out harder and get yourself stronger and then beat the daylights out of everybody. I didn't learn anything about aggression and how to be aggressive. I always thought the moves were going to do it for me. Until my last couple of matches. And then I got, and what the day it happened, I still remember the day it happened. I kid you not. It was during some kind of break, a fall break or whatever we were having. I can't remember what it was. How did I get spilled all over my, anyway. This is what happened to me. I ended up, we had this wrestling thing, and we allowed visitors to come in. There were some kids that came in during this fall break work. It wasn't an official workout. And we used to have to do, I can't remember what we called it. It was brutal. You'd wrestle twice. So it was a round robin thing where you had three, you'd group up in groups of three. And typically, because I was the smallest guy there, I was always wrestling guys bigger than me. Well, one day, this kid, and he was in Boy Scouts with me. I knew who the kid was. I can still remember. I know his name. I can tell you his name. I'm not going to say it. And we got along fine. But on the mat, he was brutal. He was mean. The first time we did this round robin thing where you have three people. So two of them wrestle. And then the next time the whistle blows, I think it's like a 2-minute round or whatever it is. Whistle blows and you rotate and the one guy stays in and the other guy comes out. And the next, of course, the guy that was out then goes in and that guy's in now for two rounds and you keep on going. You do two rounds at a time and you have to run around to take a break. It was brutal. You do that for, I don't know how many times we went around. You'd be going around with that thing. And so you ended up wrestling both guys. But it was a time. So this kid stepped in. He was in our group. He was in our triad thing, and he was brutal. I would say borderline doing some things that I would say probably were probably not legal. Probably would have been called unnecessary roughing. But you know what? It made me mad. And the next time around, when I got to wrestle the kid, we went around the robin again, and here he was. I let him have it. I got back at him. I was mad. I got done. I put him on his back, and I pounded him down on the ground. I put my head in his chest. My forehead was like, it was, it, he knew it. He knew I was there. Let's put it that way. It was very, it was just a, you know, kind of turned into a, it was more kind of an animal reaction, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, but whatever you want to call it. And in doing so, and right at that moment when I was like, I was like, I had him on his back and I kind of lifted him up and put him back down on his back again. I kind of, you know, it was like, I had him pinned and I basically pinned him a couple times. I was so mad. And now I was a workout fiend. I was working out like crazy, riding my bike probably 17 or 18 miles a day. I was nuts back when I was in high school. And so it wasn't that I wasn't in shape. It wasn't that I wasn't strong. It wasn't that, you know, any of that kind of stuff. I was active as could all get out. But I hadn't ever experienced what it meant to be aggressive like that. And it can be, controlled aggression can be very powerful. And it was, right when I got him on his back and the thing, and the whistle blew, the main coach, who was not the one blowing the whistle, was walking by and he said, now you finally figured out how to wrestle. I can't remember exactly what the words were he said, but basically he was approving of what I had just done, what he's seen. He liked what he saw out of me, that I was finally getting aggressive. Well, that caused me, and of course, now that was my turn to step out. I had a couple minutes to think about what he just said and what had just happened there. Well, the next time we had a wrestling match, I stepped out on that wrestling match like my life depended on it, and I was going to beat the daylights out of this guy, not punching, but I was going to get aggressive. I was going after him, and I did. In the second, about halfway through the second round, I did get called for an unnecessary roughing, by the way. We were, at one point he got up and I still had a hold of him and I was kind of yanking him around. And the ref said, unnecessary roughing. I got a warning for it. And we went back at it again. I got him on his back and I pinned him down. And he was done. He was scared of me. He was afraid to wrestle me. next time the whistle blew, I could see it in his eyes. He knew I was coming for him. Now, keep in mind, earlier that year, I'd gotten pinned by a very good wrestling program down in Wawasee High School. I was pretty new to this whole thing. And this kid who was a state champion, he pinned me like in, I don't know, 10 seconds, 5 seconds, whatever it was. He had me on my back. I didn't know all I was seeing was lights. Of course, my parents were there watching it. I didn't know what hit me. And the guy pinned me, and it was some kind of record at their school for the fastest pin or whatever. I don't know. Probably a world record for the fastest pin ever. I don't know. He pinned me really fast. And I was just like, what just happened here? And I think the ref actually called it a little too soon, because you can be on your back for a couple seconds without being considered. And they called it too soon. In fact, the coach was kind of mad. I noticed the coach was mad. I don't know what he's mad about until later. I kind of figured out, I think he was mad about the fact that the guy called us so soon, because it's almost impossible to pin somebody as fast as he think. So I went after the guy, and I ended up pinning the guy. I won the match by pin. It wasn't just a point match. It was, I got him. I got done and I walked off of the mat. The entire team met me at the edge of the mat. One of the guys who was probably the best wrestler, he was a senior at the time, he was one of the best wrestlers we had. He goes, "You just beat the state champion. He's been state champion 2 years in a row in that weight class. You just beat the daylights out of him." I wasn't even sure what that meant at the time until later, and realized that was what was missing. Now, I don't know if there's any way to coach that out of somebody or not, but whatever that coach said to me that day, I can't even remember the actual words, it changed everything. When I got involved in martial arts, I realized, hey, I'm not just going to play around out here and do some fancy moves. You've got to be aggressive, and it's got to matter. It's got to make a difference. Let's see how Skip replies to this now. What do you have to say for yourself there, Skip? Go ahead.
Hold on there, Skip. Sounds like you had quite the wrestling match.
No, I'm not
there,
Skip.
Huh?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
back
I
in my day, we didn't need all this fancy footwork and showboating. It was all about getting down and dirty, taking your opponent to the mat and pinning them. Doesn't matter if they were the state champ or not.
Yeah, well,
when you got that fire in your belly, you just go for it. Glad to hear you finally found that killer instinct.
Yeah,
even if the ref tried to slow you down a bit.
Yeah.
Ain't no shame in getting a little aggressive when the stakes are high. Sounds like you gave that other fella a real wake up.
Yeah, well, I think I guess I did. Yeah. Well, thanks, Skip. That's for anyway. Now, there was also a time I was in a martial arts competition, and I think I was a blue belt at the time. Might have been a green belt. I was either a green belt, and I just tested for my blue belt, or I was getting ready to test for my blue belt. I can't remember what it was. I think I was a green belt. I was up against this guy, and he came from a karate background, and I was in a taekwondo background. It was an open tournament, and in the I was up against this guy, and I was a big kicker. I was big into legs kicking. I wasn't a very good puncher, and so I had this roundhouse kick. I was super light on my front foot, and I was so blinding fast back then. And a lot of kids could do this because kids are so flexible and fast. I wasn't the only one who had a fast round kick, but it was one of those things. That was my technique. That was my thing. I made it so fast that if I could just get him to drop his guard a little bit on the left side, my right foot was up alongside his head. And it was just a tag. It was a game of tag. It was just a point tournament. But we're allowed to use hands to the face or anything. You could punch to the head, but it couldn't be to the front of the face. So this guy, I had my leg up. At one point, I was getting ready to kick his head. Well, he moved around somehow and he kicked me. Let's just say it was in the most vulnerable spot there between your legs. Got me good. Just didn't hit me hard, but hit me, hit the right spot. Let's just say it that way. Just knocked the wind out of me. I turned around. Of course, he got a point. I think he got a point for that. Because it was an open tournament. Groin kicks were actually allowed. So it was actually, he got a point out of it. Well, I was not happy. Let's just say I'm not happy. And I know the rules. I know I can get one warning and still be able to continue. So I'm gonna play my warning card. I'm gonna get my warning, and then I'm gonna teach him a lesson. So I'm sitting there waiting. Of course, he's expecting legs. So his hands are kind of out and down a little bit. They're not really up that high. As soon as the whistle, or as soon as they said, mate or whatever they said, he pulls his hand up. The ref pulls his hand up, or the judge, whatever we call the guy. And they had four people, one on each corner, and they had the center guy, the center ref. And he said, mate or anjime, whatever he said. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, maybe it's bonsai. Whatever. I can't remember what it was. He pulls his hand up, and he goes. And in Korean, we'd say something different, and in the Japanese arts would say something else. He pulled his hands up. As soon as he started the match, I feigned as if I was going to slide in for a sidekick. Of course, he was getting ready for that because he knew I was a kicking guy. So that didn't work too well for him because his hands kind of came down a little bit for that leg. I did a back fist on top of his forehead. Now, we were in hand pads at that time. My back fist came right down on top of his forehead. Smack. Well, it was kind of the side of his head, I guess. It was the side of his head, top part of it, kind of close to his eye. But you could hear it throughout the entire room. It was a gymnasium. Had a friend of mine who was sitting up in the bleachers watching the whole thing. I kind of looked up and winked afterwards. And they gave me a warning. Warning, this guy. I didn't care. I turned my back. Of course, I was standing back there. Okay, yeah, whatever. Give me the warning. He's going to be afraid of me now. So then I proceeded to win the tournament after that because everybody was afraid of me because everybody was going to He was like backing up when we started the match. The next time he starts backing up and backing away, which is exactly what I want you to do if I'm going to go after you with kicks, because that gives me space and gives me room, and you can't. It's harder for you to sneak in on me that way. Anyway, it was fun times, good times. Enough about me in sports. That's about all I did in sports. I was too small for football, too short for basketball. We didn't have a swim. I would have been in a swim team, and we didn't have soccer back then. Some schools did, some mostly private schools did. I would have played soccer in a heartbeat, and I would have. In fact, I did play. Ended up playing with a college group that was they had teams that they would do pickup games on weekends. I'd go down to a local college and play with them. Learned a lot about that, and then I played on a summer league. But but the high school didn't have that kind of opportunity there. It was just it was a small little school. It was in the middle of a cornfield, and that's how I grew up. So anyway, there you go. I don't know. I don't know why I don't talk about sports. I really don't know why. It's a good question, I guess. But that's... We'll see.
Thanks for taking my call. As you know, I'm a historian.
Yes, I
usually make that known to everyone I talk to. Has there been any thought about how history repeats itself?
Well, it's Thoughtful Thursday.
I mean, in light of current events, shouldn't we be looking into how things in the past have worked out with reflection on what has happened in the past?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Since I'm a historian, I can answer any questions you might have about that.
Well, I do have some questions about that. I might just have some questions about that. I guess the big question is, what has been the history of Iran since the mullahs have taken over, since the Shah? What has been the history of Iran in terms of how they have negotiated? How many times have they broken treaties and contracts and agreements in the area. What has been the history of their honesty as far as negotiating? Have they been honest in negotiations? That's the question. Do tell. You're the historian. Call me Kevin. Yeah, you can call
well,
me.
Well, Elena here.
Yeah.
And as a historian, I can tell you that the history of Iran's negotiations and treaty keeping under the Islamic Republic is quite complex.
Wow.
Since the 1979 revolution that overthrew the Shah, Iran has had a rather contentious relationship with the international community. They've withdrawn from key agreements like the Non-Proliferation Treaty and have been accused of violating the terms of others, such as the JCPOA nuclear deal. However, they've also demonstrated a willingness to negotiate, as seen in the recent talks to revive the nuclear accord. It's a nuanced topic, with Iran often playing the role of both the negotiator and the deal breaker over the past four.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting information. Actually, coming up with some information, that's kind of nice. It's kind of nice to actually have that kind of happen. But I don't see that the Iranians have ever been how you say, like she said, 1979, the revolution, overthrew the Shah. Sorry, but I don't know what's going on with my voice today. Skip had problems. I got some kind of frog in there somewhere. Something's phlegm is kind of flying around. Anyway, it's flying phlegm something. They have, like she said, the proliferation, the non-proliferation treaty. They've done a lot of things where they've ended up breaking their promises and negotiation stuff. And they always claim it's the fault of the other side. They always do that. It's just kind of a weird deal the way they have always done that. But
hello to you, fine sir.
Oh, hello.
I'm just calling to get some directions.
Yeah.
I'm stuck on Main Street trying to find the Hanover Bridge. Have any suggestions?
I don't even know where the Hanover Bridge. What is the Hanover Bridge? I'm not sure where the Hanover Bridge is. Is that in New York? Are you in New York, Chloe? Are you? This is Kevin. Bob, you can call me Kevin. I'm Kevin. I'm a dude. You can call me dude or Kevin, whatever you want to call me. Where exactly are you right now? Where is the Hanover Bridge? Are you still there?
Oh, hey, dude, this is Chloe. No,
yeah.
I'm not in New York. Oh. I'm over here on the West Coast repping the Millennial Gen Z squad.
Oh, yeah.
As for the Hanover Bridge, no clue where that is. Sounds kind of random. But, let's talk about something more relevant, like the latest TikTok trends or that wild Insta drama going down, you know? I'm way more tapped into that kind of stuff than ancient history or geopolitics.
Yeah. Okay.
Hit me with your best meme, Kevin, and let's get this conversation popping.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You're the one who brought up Hanover Bridge, so that's the real reason I was asking. That's which one? Yeah. Apparently, there needs to be some adjustments made in some of these characters. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. But anyway, there you go. That's the thoughtful Thursday for the day. This show should be popping out here in the next 5-10 minutes if everything works correctly. That's a big if in this world of technology. Everything that happened supposed to. If everything happened the way it was supposed to be happening, I probably wouldn't have to scream at my computer so much. I probably wouldn't have my voice. Maybe that's the problem. I've been screaming so much at my computer for all the mistakes that it's made. How stupid it is. Maybe it's garbage in, garbage out. I don't. It could be a possibility. That could be a problem. Oh well. In the meantime, I'm going to take a little break, and we'll come back with the final thoughts for Thoughtful Thursday.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
Yeah. According to me,
it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me.
According to me.
Well, we're getting into the closing segments here of our our show here, but it's the show, the big shoe. How long we've been talking here? It's been 40 minutes. That's wow, it's longer than I thought actually. And you haven't learned anything, probably. Maybe you've learned something. You've learned something about me that you probably didn't even want to know. But the just all kinds of things happening. Anyway, I don't know what else there is to talk about. I just have nothing else. And we're wrapping it up here. We're wrapping it up for the day. I believe, unfortunately, I will not be having a show tomorrow, probably not. Tomorrow during the day. Unless it's late in the day. That is a possibility. I doubt it, though. I'm going to be so busy tomorrow getting some things done that the chances of me being able to have anything to do with any, you know, getting anything done, I doubt if it's going to happen. So just so you know, that way you're not wasting your time walking around trying to find, you know, something. Anyway, call the show if you want. 574-651-7685. Call, text that message. You can do either one. You can go to google.com/voice and you can put that number in and leave a message as well if you live outside the country. Other than that, folks, I don't have a whole lot else. Let's just see what happens with gas prices here. They're way out of line. They're over $4 a gallon. I guess, yeah, I didn't talk about taxes and stuff like that. There's the amount of taxes. Indiana gas tax is going up, I guess, a little bit. It fluctuates from year to year. Anyway, God bless, folks. If I don't see you, Shabbat Shalom. Have a great weekend. Take care, and I will see ya.